On a listening tour through Central New York this weekend, Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko heard from constituents on a range of local issues and about the drama unfolding in Washington. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
In federal court last week, President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, revealed that he violated campaign finance laws during the 2016 election when he paid two women to stay quiet about affairs they were alleging with Trump. Cohen implicated Trump as the one who directed him to carry it out. Katko addressed the news during a stop on his motorcycle tour through the district. At JP's Tavern in Baldwinsville Saturday, Katko said Cohen's accusations and the conviction of Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, on charges of bank and tax fraud show that special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation should be seen through to its conclusion.
People are starting to get convicted around him. It's obviously a possible concern. It doesn't mean he's guilty of anything, but it just reinforced my belief you got to continue the investigation.
That wasn't good enough for Jamie Bondelos of Baldwinsville, who came to Katko's event in protest.
He basically supports the White House, which is immoral and completely corrupt. He also has been just kind of complicit in everything that's been going on.
But many of those who attended Katko's event expressed support for him and the president. Paul Calderwood of Phoenix was not fazed by what Cohen alleged.
I'm happy with the way the country's going, and I want to actually express to my congressman that I want the wall built. I want him to start supporting Trump's policies, and, you know, that's why I'm out here today.
In Baldwinsville, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.
Now, that stop in Baldwinsville was one of four Katko made on Saturday during what he called a motorcycle town hall tour of the 24th District. He also made stops in Fulton, Weedsport, and in Lyons. Katko's been criticized by his Democratic opponent Dana Balter for not holding open access public town hall meetings. Balter, in a statement following a town hall meeting that she held in Wayne County Saturday, called Katko's motorcycle town halls nothing more than a stunt and said that people deserve more than a photo op with a motorcycle for a prop. Katko will hold a public forum on Thursday in Auburn. Balter will hold town hall meetings in Auburn on Wednesday and in Oswego September 9th.